Hey everyone. So this is going to be kind of a pop-up episode, but not really an episode. It's just more of like a podcast where I'm just going to kind of explain what's going to happen in this coming week. Because there's a lot of really big stuff happening both with the Cue It Up podcast as well as the greater world of pool in general. So for anybody who follows along with the podcast regularly, you know that Roy came on to the podcast last week, and we did an episode basically on his belts and his big matchup coming up this week with Sky and Alex. This is going to be a podcast completely centered around that, and it's just going to be me. It's going to be some information on it, both the match itself, and then towards the end, I'll give a big announcement towards what's happening with the podcast with Roy's Basement going forward, or at least for this one, and hopefully going forward. But so we'll start out with the match itself, and this is going to be a bar table 10 ball, best of five sets, race to 25, rack your own with a magic rack, between Sky Woodward and Alex Pegulayan. And these may be two of the best bar box players in North America, if not the world. Sky, he's been on the podcast before, and he's literally told me that his favorite game is bar box 8-ball. And Alex Pegulayan is, in my opinion, one of the most well-rounded pool players in the last 15 to 20 years. And even to where we talked last week on the podcast, I would put Alex on my Mount Rushmore of the greatest pool players of all time for that reason. There are very few players, at least, I mean, I'm young, I know that, but there are very, very few people that I know of over the last 20 to 30 years who have dominated or at least been amongst the best players in all of the disciplines of pool. When I say that, I mean bar box 8-ball, bar box 10-ball, bar box 9-ball, big table, so 8-ball, 9-ball, 10-ball, one pocket, bank pool, 14.1, and even the game of snooker. So Alex Pegulayan, I think that if you, especially let's say 7 or 8 years ago, and maybe even now, if you would have taken all of the top, you know, maybe 10 pool players in the world, and you put them in a gauntlet of all of the games, and then you put them in a round robin against all of the other best players in every single one of those games I just previously mentioned, I think Alex Pegulayan comes out as the top player. There's certainly some debate on that, and everybody can have their own opinion. That's how I feel. I think Alex Pegulayan is one of the most well-rounded pool players to ever touch a pool table. That's a long tangent on Alex, but so Alex is kind of, in my opinion, one of the top players in the last 20 years. And now we have Sky, who is basically coming into being kind of that same player. We all know what Sky can do on a big table from watching him in the Moscone Cup. But then you see what he can do on a bar box as well. You know, all of the bar box tournaments that he's played in basically since he was a kid. And, you know, he wins the all-around at Derby City. You know, he wins the Moscone Cup back-to-back and the only two-time Moscone Cup MVP. He's just had an insanely good career for how young he is. And this really is going to be kind of the old school type of player versus the same exact role that I see Sky. That big long tangent I went on for Alex, I kind of see Sky filling that role now. Every game Sky is very proficient in and amongst some of the greatest. Sky still has a lot to grow into before I would consider him towards the Mount Rushmore, per se, of the greatest of all time. And he has plenty of time to do it. He's very young still. But I kind of see this match as kind of being a clash of an old and a young version of the same style, where they're both just really all-around great players. And I personally am super excited for this. I've said this plenty of times. But going back to the match, I guess, this is going to be taking place on January 3rd, 4th, and 5th. The 3rd will start at 7 p.m. Eastern time, or that will just be one set on that day. January 4th, there will be two sets, and it will start at 4 p.m. Eastern time. And then January 5th, it'll finish, if it's necessary, of course, because theoretically you could win 3-0. But there will be two sets as well, if needed, starting at 4 p.m. as well. This will all be held at First Break Sports Bar in Sterling, Virginia. And there is $50,000 on the line for the winner. That is registered money. There obviously could be plenty more behind the scenes between players and all that good stuff. So there's $50,000 in the middle. And this is all going to be streamed, obviously, by Roy and with Roy's Basement. If you want to buy the stream, which I highly, highly advise you do, if you want to watch it, of course, don't buy it. You can still buy it if you're not going to be able to watch it. But, you know, Roy is doing some really, really high quality work in the game of pool. And especially with all these belt ideas, you can say what you want about them, whether you think they'll work or not. The idea is Roy is really, you know, giving a firm effort to try to better pool, and he's doing it in the right way. He's not taking advantage of his customers. He's not putting out a bad stream. He's not doing any shady stuff with the players. I mean, he makes his money outside of pool, so he doesn't need to make a lot of money off of these streams. He's doing it for the love of the game. And I just cannot support him enough. And I would hope that as fans of the podcast or just fans of pool in general, you would kind of think the same way towards that and, you know, try to support him in any way that you can. So this year, I say this because obviously this is the day before New Year's Eve. As long as you buy the stream before the first, there is the early bird special. And the early bird special is $24.95 for the entire event. So, you know, if this kind of breaks down to, let's say it goes five sets, let's hope for the best for the viewers. Let's say this goes five sets. There's going to be a good probably 4 to 5 hours of pool per set, and there's going to be five of them. So, you know, 20 hours of pool potentially. It's $1 an hour, you know, give or take, of some of the highest quality pool that you're going to be able to watch. So, I mean, it doesn't seem like a big thing to have to sell, but you know, if you love watching pool and you love pool in general, this should definitely have your values worth. So you can get the stream over at roysbasement.com. And like I said, up until the first of the year. So get it either today or tomorrow, the 31st, and you'll have the early bird special. After that, it will go up. So, and they also have daily passes as well. If you can only watch a day or something and you don't want to purchase the entire event. But yeah, those go for $13 a day, $12.95 a day. So yeah, this is going to be the podcast. Last week, we kind of talked about what's going on with this, and it's all ultimately for the belts. And this is going to be for the Bar Box Champion. And if you want to know more about what he's doing with the belts, go back and listen to that episode. But the first one is going to be given away for this, for the winner of this. And I won't rehash everything that we talked about last week, but this is a big deal for kind of, I mean, if this ends up becoming the belts actually turn into like, you know, an actual big prestigious thing in the game of pool, this is kind of history. This is the very first one that ever happened. And I mean, I'm way, way, way too young to have any inkling of what, you know, the first prized boxing bout was or anything like that. But I would assume to have the ability to watch the very first belt handed out for MMA or for boxing, it would have been a pretty cool thing to see. So, you know, hopefully this gets as big as that. Whether it will or whether it won't, I mean, we'll see. Time will tell. But I'm sure people at one point in time thought handing out belts for boxing or for MMA was kind of silly too. And look how huge that is now. It's everything. If you're not a belt holder in boxing, you could be a contender coming up, but you're kind of a nobody. And I guess if there's any more reason to motivate you to buy the stream and support Roy, that might be another thing that might be worth talking about. I should say I'm getting nothing out of this streaming stuff either. I mean, it's not like I'm getting, you know, a dollar out of everybody I get to buy the stream. This is completely independent. I just really believe in Roy, and I believe that in the work that he's doing, and I want to help support that. So now I guess I'll get to the real reason for doing this podcast. And I guess that reason is next Thursday towards the afternoon. We don't have an exact time knotted down, but the afternoon of next Thursday, late afternoon, I am going to be doing a live Facebook stream with Roy's Basement, Roy, and Alex and Sky, the players. And we are going to be doing basically a live interview to build some hype the night before. So the format of this is kind of being left up to me. Roy has given suggestions that he thinks would be a good idea, but he's kind of leaving this one up to me. So what I am thinking for the format of this is to do a 10 to 20 questions, something somewhere around there, similar to if they were to come onto the podcast, questions that I think would be really good questions to ask the players and or Roy. after those 10 to 20 questions, we are going to open it up to Facebook. Like I said, this is going to be streamed live to Facebook. So there can be fans or, you know, anybody can comment at any point in time throughout the stream. And I am going to actually have volunteers, which I will talk about in a couple of minutes. But I am going to be having a volunteer, my beautiful fiance Alicia. She is going to be monitoring the comment thread, and she is going to be picking out what she perceives as being good questions. She will then be saving those to a queue. And then once the time comes for those questions, we will start asking the players, the fans, questions, who said them, and all of that good fun stuff. So if you have any questions for the players, please show up to the live viewing and ask away. If they're good questions, they will get asked. We will probably end up doing, you know, 15, 20 minutes worth of fans questions. So there'll be plenty of time to get some really good questions in there. And, you know, this is going to be hopefully a really, really good press conference before and a really, really good event. And hopefully, so at this point, I will say I also have a couple of other volunteers that are going to help get this out to the actual fans themselves. So the Cue It Up podcast is only so big. We only have so many followers. I'd like to have more. I think someday we will get more. I think this might be a really good venue to get more. But the biggest thing is to get this out to the people who want to see it. So I'm going to have, as of right now, I have two volunteers that are going to be helping to basically share this live conference to a bunch of different Facebook groups. I would like to have a couple more volunteers. I'm going to reach out to a couple more people. If anybody is super passionate and really, really wants to help, you can reach out to me. Or you could just tune in to this and share it yourself on your own wall. This is going to be a really, really cool event, and I think there's going to be a lot of people who are going to want to see this. So the more shares that we can get out there, the better it's going to be for everybody involved. And I think that we can really, really do something and build something big in the future by doing this, hopefully. So I will say one last thing before I tune off on this. But this, for anybody who's been with the podcast since the beginning, it's been a pretty wild 8 months, right? We kind of opened it up as, you know, just a Wisconsin podcast that casually talked about the pros, to getting to the point where I now have listeners in, last I checked, I had 82 different countries have listened to my podcast. And, you know, we're actually, as of, I think tomorrow, we're going to go over 50,000 downloads to the podcast this year. For a podcast that just started basically 8 months ago, not even a year, it is insane the growth that has happened in this podcast since the beginning. And I hope for the people that have been around since the beginning or from very early on can appreciate the kind of opportunity that Roy is giving us here with being able to get this podcast out and really expose it to a bunch more people by doing these types of interviews. So I guess I know that I really appreciate the help that Roy has done. And that's kind of the reason why I want to help him out in any way that I can to get this match as big as we possibly can. So that is kind of some of the backstory and kind of the how the sausage is made as to why I am really hoping to get, you know, this match out there as big as possible. So I guess with that, this has been a little bit longer than I wanted to. I only wanted to do about 5 minutes, but there's lots of stuff that I would like to say. So I've gotten this all out here, and I will say this and wrapping up. Please try to make appointment viewing. It'll be sometime very, very late afternoon, between maybe 7 and 8 o'clock. To be safe, 6 and 9 o'clock Central time. So, and we're going to try and get this live and out there. So, please tune in if you can. Share it in your local, you know, pool group or on your Facebook page if you can. I think a lot of people are going to want to see this. I think it'll be very interesting. And I'm putting a ton of work into making sure that we have a bunch of really thoughtful, in-depth questions that I think it'll be very valuable for some of the players to see and hear, and trying to do my best to make sure that this is a really, really worthwhile endeavor. So please, if you can, tune in, share, all that good stuff, spread the word. And yeah, I'm hoping that we don't disappoint. So again, it's been a wild ride, kind of coming to the end of at the end of the year here, and it's the podcast has come a long ways, and I thank everybody a ton for all the support that you've done to help us get here. So I will tune off with this. Thank you to everybody who's helped make this podcast into what it is today. And I hope that we will continue doing great work for everybody out there who wants to get more pool content. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all of your support.